Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Operation Sindoor, launched by the Indian Armed Forces, is not just a name, but a powerful symbol of the nation's collective emotions and resilience. In his first address to the nation after Operation Sindoor last evening, the Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor is an unwavering pledge for justice.
हम सभी ने बीते दिनों में देश का सामर्थ्य और उसका संयम दोनों देखा है। मैं सबसे पहले भारत की पराक्रमी सेनाओं को, सशस्त्र बलों को, हमारी खुफिया एजेंसियों को, हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को, हर भारतवासी की तरफ से सैल्यूट करता हूँ। हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के लक्ष्यों की प्राप्ति के लिए असीम शौर्य का प्रदर्शन किया। मैं उनकी वीरता को, उनके साहस को, उनके पराक्रम को आज समर्पित करता हूँ।
The Prime Minister added that no nuclear blackmail will be tolerated anymore and terrorist attack on India will have to face a befitting reply and the response will be on the nation's terms.
Pehla Bharat par aatanki hamla hua to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. Har us jagah jakar kathor karyawahi karenge jahan se aatanki jade nikalti. दूसरा कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा तीसरा हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान दुनिया ने पाकिस्तान का वो घिनौना सच फिर देखा है जब मारे गए आतंकियों को विदाई देने पाकिस्तानी सेना के बड़े बड़े अफसर उमड़ पड़े
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट पाकिस्तान प्लीडेड विद इंडिया टू स्टॉप द स्ट्राइक्स बट इंडिया कंसीडर्ड इट ओनली आफ्टर दे अश्योर्ड दे विल स्टॉप देयर मिस एडवेंचर Hitting out at Pakistan, Mr. Modi said Pakistan must destroy its terror infrastructure, otherwise there is no way out for them. The Prime Minister clarified that if there will be talks between India and Pakistan, it will only be on terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK. Mr. Modi said that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better world. Director General of Military Operation, DGMO level talks were held between India and Pakistan last evening. The Indian Army said in a statement that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. India has rebutted U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. Sources said that after Operation Sindoor commenced, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also spoke to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on 8th and 10th of May and to NSA Ajit Doval on 10th May. They said there was no reference to trade in any of these discussions. In a press briefing, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he promised to do a lot of trade with India and Pakistan to make the countries agree to a ceasefire. 32 airports which were temporarily closed for civil aircraft operations have now been opened with immediate effect following the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Earlier, these 32 airports were closed for civil aircraft operations on the 15th of this month. And the Chakasang Students Union, CSU, has seized three National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL vehicles, and one government-registered vehicle along the NH-29 Chakabama-Kikruma Package 2 stretch as a part of its second phase of agitation. The CSU's indefinite blockade intensified its agitation against the NHIDCL and EPC contractor MS Ratna Infrastructure Projects Private Limited, citing their continued failure to to fulfill previously made commitments. The blockade, however, exempts essential services including medical, administrative, police and paramilitary forces, fire and emergency services, as well as power and PHE department staff on duty. The CSU reaffirmed that the agitation will continue with full intensity until its demands are fully met and urged all concerned to strictly comply with its directives. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.